Guests and are not those of WSTU. WSTU does not endorse products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. The phone lines are open. Call in with your questions and comments at 220-9788. That's 220-WSTU. It's time for Stuart Laser Talk with your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
I'm 5'10" and 242 pounds.
I always say this is the biggest I'm ever going to be, and I said that like 20 pounds ago.
A third of Americans are obese. Another third is overweight.
Obesity is the biggest threat to the health, welfare, and future of this country.
I've always been overweight.
I've got diabetes.
Sleep apnea.
Heart disease.
Everything's hurting now.
It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to keep weight off.
This is probably going to be the first generation of children who are going to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
18% of our children right now are obese.
It's not only health, it's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
You don't crave broccoli, and our generation has grown up craving a Big Mac.
I want to think that there's something better for me.
Unless we're able to control this epidemic, we're going to have an abundance of chronic disease.
All of us have to be part of the solution to reduce obesity.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
If we don't now take this as a really urgent national priority, we are all going to pay a really serious price.
Obesity will crush the United States in oblivion.
Good morning, Stuart, Florida. My name is Dr. Tred Rissacker. I want to thank you for tuning into my program, Dr. Tred's Health and Wellness Show, with an emphasis on how today's medical lasers are being used to help you to feel better, to look better, less downtime, less money out of pocket, just incredible technology. I've been an expert in training and applying it for over 12 years now. And I've been here on the radio for close to 9 years telling you all about it. So I'd like to begin my talk today with a little story, which I think is very pertinent today as to all these things that are going on with the COVID and all this lockdown. I guess we're in day 90 of our lockdown. I thought 3 months ago that we were just flattening the curve, that we'd all be closing our businesses and, you know, thinking about not even opening, reopening schools. So this is a little story that was told to me by my dad, who was a chiropractor for many, many years. So hear me out. So at the beginning of civilization, he said, there was three evil men who had discovered the secret to health. They wanted to ensure that when the people needed to know how to be healthy, that they would be able to profit from their newfound knowledge. So these three guys devised a plan. The first one said, let's hide the secret to health in the tallest mountain. I bet they won't ever find it in the tallest mountain. And the second man said, no. Someday they'll explore all the mountains and they'll find our secret. I think it would be better to sink the secret to health at the bottom of the deepest ocean. Then we can be sure no one would ever be able to find it there. The third man, who was more devious than the others, realized, eventually, they're going to find all of these places. I know a place where I can hide the secret to health, and they will never look there. And he said, I'll take a little piece of the secret of health, put it inside of each and every person. Then our secret will be safe because they will never think of looking within themselves for the secret to health. So that is what they did. The secret to health is within each one of you, but for some reason, you have been fooled to think it is outside of yourself. Something that you have to buy. A plan you must belong to. Something you need to have explained to you for a fee. Something to keep you dependent on something outside of your own body's ability to heal itself. It is my mission and sometimes even my burden for over 30 years to teach and expose this lie. The truth be told that your body's ability to heal is far greater than anyone has allowed you to believe. This has never been more true than today. My name is Dr. Tred Risacker. I want to thank you for tuning into my show today. I can be heard right here every Tuesday from 9 to 10 o'clock. Our phone lines are open at 772-220-9788. I can also be reached for private consultation at my Stuart location, Dr. Tred's Slim Body Laser Spa. That's 2311 Southeast Ocean Boulevard, Stuart, Florida, 772-223-5885. I can be contacted online at my website, www.slimbodylaserspa.com, or you can email me at slimbodylaserspa@gmail.com. I have a very unique name, Dr. Tred. You pretty much all you have to do is type that into your Google search, and if they haven't banned me yet for talking about truth and health, then you might be able to find me here at the Slim Body Laser Spa. All right, without any further ado, let's get on with what we're doing here. My office is called Dr. Tred's Slim Body Laser Spa, and it is a laser-assisted weight loss center. I'm using a laser, non-invasive, super safe, no damage, no possibility of any injury, to help accelerate and kickstart your weight loss goals and your weight loss program, if that's something that you want, is to lose weight. We're also using this machine, this laser, for spot fat reduction, body contouring, and people that want to get rid of the baby fat from having children many years ago when they were left over with an accumulation of fat in their midsection. This process is phenomenally effective at that. If you are looking at a double, you used to have a nice tight chin, and as a result of weight gain, and as you're getting older, you're starting to get a flabby chin underneath, the laser can remove that and shrink that, and you burn those calories as energy. It's a natural process in only 3 weeks. Maybe you've been cursed with the muffin top. Somebody said, "What is a muffin top?" Well, I said, it's when you put muffins in a cake pan and they start to rise, then they spill over on the sides. That's the muffin top. So on a person, it's where you put your jeans on or your clothes, and then the fat spills out over the sides. That's called a muffin top. In only 3 weeks, three times a week in 3 weeks, the laser can reduce your circumference from 1 to 3 to 4 inches of girth reduction, effectively smoothing out and shrinking those muffin tops, depending, of course, on how big they are. But the difference between a small muffin top and a large muffin top is just more laser sessions. This process can be done again and again and again until you get the look that you desire. And what seems to happen is when we apply the laser for people to their subcutaneous fat, and they, you know, it's not surgery, there's no burning, there's no freezing, there's no, you know, ultrasound, there's a 3-inch guarantee. As we go through this process, I also go over your nutrition. I sit down with somebody when they come in and ask about, hey, what did you eat for breakfast this morning? What do you plan on eating for lunch? And what is your normal dinner? And some people are very, very clear on eating better. Others know they're eating terrible, but they really don't, you know, and those people will change if you give them a chance. But the real problem is the person who believes they're eating okay when they're really, in fact, eating to gain weight and to affect their hormonal profile. So it's very confusing with food, and I like to go into that a lot on the radio show because it's something that you can take home with you and something you can apply tomorrow or today to make yourself feel better. The use of the laser and how the laser works is something that you really would have to come into the office to experience, to see it, to examine it, to see how it would work for you. We have over 6,000 clients have been into the laser spa in the last 10 and a half years that I've been there. You know, we have a 98% success rate of people that are satisfied after the end of the 3-week program. We give a 3-inch money-back guarantee. If you don't lose at least 3 inches when combining the three measurements, then I accept that responsibility because this machine works on everybody. And if it didn't work for you, then there was something in your history, something in your what you brought into the table, which I did not catch, was not aware of, or got past me, and I accepted the case when I shouldn't have. And that doesn't mean that you were hurt or injured. It just means some people don't have the right type of fat. Their habits are something they're not willing to change, and they tell you that right up front. So those are the issues that we try to screen out. But if you're ready to make a change, if you just need some help, if you need some guidance, and you need some training and some knowledge and a place to go that's safe and effective, then you come to the Slim Body Laser Spa. My consultations are free, and it's not that it isn't valuable. I mean, I charge $300 for a one-hour consultation. But the reason why I'm doing it at no charge is I don't want there to be any barrier for you to come in and find out about the process. This process that I've been using, I've created much of, I didn't make the laser. I didn't create the laser device. That was created by doctors and scientists, 10, 15 years ago. And it's FDA-cleared device. But what I've done is I've taken that laser for spot fat reduction, and I'm using it for laser-assisted weight loss to kickstart and to ensure quick, rapid, fast, high-definition results in less time than you took to put it on, that's for sure. And it's such a go-to device. It's so effective that in 10 years, I have never changed the process. I have added more things to the program, like nutrition and whole body vibration and detoxification. And I've put in an alumni program, so you could come in after the program at a discounted rate, so you could continue. If you fall off the shtick and you need more visits, you can come back. Or maybe you just want to make it part of your lifestyle. Like you might go to the get your nails done every 2 weeks. People come to the laser spa every week because imagine they still want to drink alcohol. And maybe they don't want to live at the gym, especially since you can't go to the gym right now. The laser's been really popular for that. And that information you will never get by asking your friends, going online. God forbid, there's so much. Oh, I can't believe all the dishonesty and untruth that's on the internet nowadays. It used to seem like this incredibly, you could get your information and you could learn about, like, the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now it's more like the conga line of people that have issues and, stuff I can't even believe what I read. And I'm a professional weight loss doctor. And if you put in weight loss and you put in the latest things that people do on YouTube or on Instagram, you're going to get a whole plethora of wackadoos and people that have, either they're moving against the truth or they feel that what they have is the truth. But everybody's got an opinion, and very few people have the training or the knowledge and the experience and also the legal responsibility to be truthful. A doctor, I'm a doctor, chiropractor, licensed for 33 years, I have malpractice. I have a license to lose if I was to make a misrepresentation of something online, or if I was to try to spin the facts or make claims that were based on pecuniary gain, which means I'm just trying to make money. I would lose my license. But that's not true with 80% of a lot of the centers out there that don't have any professionals involved. Or maybe they have a director, but they're not really the owner. And these businesses put up some really outrageous claims. I had seen one last week. It came through on my LinkedIn feed. It was a business owner who was doing a procedure similar to mine in the Midwest. And he was a fit guy, looked like he'd been exercising a lot, had the tattoos on his arm in his probably his 50s. And he claimed to have all these successful offices, and he had a little franchise going, and he wanted to thank one of the laser distributors for helping him and teaching him about the process. And I thought, well, that's great. You know, this guy sounds really legit. And I went on the internet and I looked at his websites, and it was the first thing that came right up was he was claiming scientific studies that were involved with lasers. You know, the laser has a lot of data behind it. And there's studies that show that low-level red light lasers release subcutaneous fat, that they pierce the fatty cells, and the fatty acid is drained and then picked up by the body and absorbed. And there's a lot of studies on that. Yet the procedure that he was using was a red light machine, not a laser. It was just an LED, like a bright light. And that's some of the technology out there. And also, one of the reasons why they promote the red light machines versus laser is you don't have to be a doctor to own a red light machine. It's not a laser. Lasers have risk involved. Thus, it's a class 3B device, which only a doctor can own and utilize. And they have to be trained. Yet, because of the desire of people to be, to have a business model and to be successful, they try to cut corners and they don't use lasers, but they're using red light machines. Now, red light machines can work. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that they don't work, but don't call it a laser and don't use studies in your website that show that this is the technology and you know it's not. And the other thing that really shocked me was that the Google review page was a PDF. In other words, it wasn't a real Google review page. When you go to My Google Reviews and you go to Dr. Tread Slim Body Laser Spa, and in the right corner, the Google account comes up, you click Reviews, and it goes to a dynamic web page which is stored in Google. They have it in their website. And you can look at reviews, you can look at when the last comments were. It's a dynamic moving page. And when I clicked on this website of this person that had 7 or 8 offices in the Midwest and down south, it was a PDF where it had a logo at the top, and then he had 5 stars for every single testimonial that was written on this page almost in order, but it wasn't a real review. And then I went, and he doesn't even have a Google account. And you know where the most truthful reviews came was from Yelp. Yelp is not Google. And if you're looking for reviews on an office, go to Yelp. We did Yelp for a while, and there's some reviews on Yelp. We got a few bad ones, too. I had one that's over 7 years old that Yelp would not remove, which I don't even know who it was from. But anyway, I'm only bringing this up because, you know, it's a wonderful process. There's so much effectiveness when it's done properly, but you just don't know unless you really come in and talk to a real doctor, someone that has something to lose if they misrepresent themselves. These business owners, these people that have these franchises, a lot of them don't have the supervision and they don't really have any license to lose. So for them, a complaint is just a complaint. In my office, a complaint leads to a board inquiry and could lead to, repercussions from the State Board of Chiropractic. And that was something that I would not want. Never had it happen, but you never know. So at the Slim Body Laser Spa, we are helping people to lose fat the laser easy way, I like to say. And remember, I am available for free consultations. And let's face it, if losing fat were easy, then everybody would be doing it, correct? As of 2017, 70% of all adults are overweight. Today, in 2020, it's 80%, by the way. Since 2018, 40% of that 80% of women are now obese. So picture in your mind 10 females, moms, sisters, aunts, grandparents, anybody that's over 18, take 10 of them, females, 4 of them are going to be morbidly obese. And that means a body fat of over 30 to 40%. That's almost half of their weight is fat. And if you think that that's okay for your health, that I'm fat shaming you in some way or making you feel bad about carrying so much weight, you're wrong. This is a health crisis. And I'm only pointing it out because it's true that this is a health problem and nobody's trying to shame you into anything. This is just a fact. I don't care if you're a black person, a white person, an Asian person, if you're, you know, wherever you are. If you have a gun and you're carrobbing, then that's a problem. And the same thing goes with this body weight. If you're carrying around 30 to 35% body fat to 40%, most likely you have inflammation. Your heart is struggling to get the blood through. It's just a known fact that a pound of fat carries a mile of blood vessels to feed it. Your pancreas is under attack because it's being used to make, anytime you make extra fat, your pancreas has to produce more insulin when you have too many calories. And that constant going to the till for insulin from the pancreas excessively causes it to fail. That leads to diabetes. Not only that, carrying around 35 to 40% body fat is putting a lot of weight onto your skeletal structure. That's not muscle. This is fat. This is like putting sandbags on a backpack. It doesn't produce any strength. It just weighs you down. And this is what can lead to the knees and the ankles and the hips becoming arthritic and painful over time. And how many people do you know that have had knee replacements, hip replacements, total shoulder replacements? I mean, this is almost epidemic on how many people are doing these knee replacements. And then they say, it's old age, it's arthritis. Well, but let me ask you, if it's old age, both of my knees are the same age, how come I don't have it in my other knee? Maybe it's not old age. What happens with weight gain and alignment problems is you start leaning on one side, you favor one side, and then that weight over 10 or 15 years causes those joints on that side to wear out and become painful. So, you know, this is something that really should be looked at. And you know, I love our females, our women that take care of us. My mom took care of me. My aunt helped her when she wasn't there. My grandmother was there when my mom and aunt couldn't be there. My dad was, you know, he worked, but nothing like my mom and like females. Yet they are at the highest risk of our entire population of dying from heart disease, diabetes, and cancer and stroke. 40% more likely than anybody else. And so we got to help them. We got to reach out to them. And if you're one of them I'm listening to, bust a move and get out and start eating better, exercising. And if you're failing at it and you need help, you call us at the Slim Body Laser Spa. You know, that's my specialty. We help you. So as a country, we spend over $50 billion on fad diets, dangerous procedures, unused gym memberships, baggy clothing, and empty promises to those who love us. Losing those precious pounds can be difficult for some of you and almost impossible for others. The fact is, as you age and you begin to turn 50, something changes in your hormonal system and it becomes even harder to lose those inches. Many of my clients have told me that 100 sit-ups and they're eating less than 800 calories a day could not change their belly fat. This belly fat, which has been caused by too much food, too much stress, not enough exercise, and a decrease in hormones. Their metabolism is in the basement. They are addicted to sweets and are spiraling out of control like a plane that is going to crash. My experience as a doctor, and I've been specializing in weight loss for over 30 years, has proven that it can be very difficult for some and almost impossible for others to lose weight, especially for those of you who have accumulated larger amounts of fat or have been suffering from a decline in your hormones. Now, I mentioned hormones, and I want you to know that your hormonal profile, and by definition, hormones are chemicals that your body produces to mediate and control certain physiological functions. So you have a hormone that you produce when you need to lose weight. You have hormones that you produce when you feel, when you have enough food and your body needs you to stop eating, you produce a hormone called leptin to stop that. You produce other hormones when your body fat, when you need food and your body fat is too low, you produce hormones that make you want to eat. And that's called ghrelin. That's another hormone you produce. You produce hormones called insulin, which is in response to eating food. When you eat food and that food has to go into the body's cells, you need it as energy, which is a physiological reaction, you produce a hormone called insulin. You also produce hormones for sleep, for waking, for digestion, for having sex, for pain relief, endorphins and things of serotonin. You produce hormones for making the heart beat. Every part of your body, physiological functions are initiated and are set into motion by hormonal influence. And these hormones are produced by the body within glands. You have your adrenal gland, which is a gland that sits above your kidneys. You know, the kidneys are called renal glands, and this is adrenal gland, which is above it. And that's where a lot of your sex hormones are produced, from the adrenal glands. You've got your thyroid gland, your parathyroid and your thyroid gland. This is where you produce the thyroxine, which is another hormone, which helps we balance your energy. You've got your pituitary gland, which is a P-shaped gland in the middle of your brain, which produces hormones like thyroid stimulating hormone, follicle, FSH. It produces cortisol. And these hormones, once your nervous system tells your body to produce these hormones, it's the hormone that does the action that makes your body go through its process. So what can happen is when you're a young person and you reach puberty, your hormonal profile changes from that of a adolescent, right? With you don't have a beard yet, and if you have sexual organs, they're not all developed yet. And then you reach puberty, and that brings on, you know, adult characteristics. That's hormonally related, these hormones. Now, as you go through your, at puberty, at 15 or 18 years old, you're going to go through all the way till you're about 50 years old with a normal hormonal profile if nothing interferes with that. And that would be, in a female, estrogen, progesterone, and a small amount of testosterone. And this is what controls your menstrual cycle. Every 28 days, once you reach puberty, you produce estrogen, progesterone, and you already have testosterone. And this is what allows you to be able to have your menstrual cycle. And when you have a normal hormonal profile and you're in that youthful, you know, process, it's very easy to lose weight, to keep the body fat off. You know, if you start to overeat or maybe you get lazy on exercise and you're 25 or 30 or 35 years old and you don't have any other complicating factors like stress or other reasons, but for the most part, if you're carrying body fat around, it's because you're just not eating and exercising enough. So if you go, you know, I remember every summer, I'm from New York, great state of New York, and in Long Island, I worked as a chiropractor. In the wintertime, I would put on 1 to 2 inches around my midsection because you're inside all the time. I like to do outdoor stuff. I like to go to the beach. I like to go boating. I like to surf. And you can't do that in the winter in New York. So I'd start to put on those extra inches. By mid-May, after Memorial Day, I am already starting to lose, or is it Labor Day? I forget, but you know, Memorial Day. By mid-May, I'm already down, lean, and mean. You can see my muscles again just from being more active. And I've always been able to do that until I reached 50 years old. And something changed. It happens to women too. Okay? There's a name for it. Some people call it the midlife crisis in a man's life. This is when they feel they have to change their job, change their wife, get a convertible, because they realize, hey, I'm getting older and I'm in a midlife crisis. It's really hormonally influenced, because your testosterone is starting to drop down. You're starting to lose your sex hormones. And when you have low testosterone and estrogen becomes more dominant, remember, estrogen is a female hormone. Estrogen is what makes a girl a girl. If you want to understand what estrogen does, ask Bruce Jenner. He'll tell you what estrogen does. When you have a lot of testosterone, he is Bruce Jenner. He became Caitlyn Jenner by increasing his estrogen and decreasing his testosterone, and it feminizes you. And that means, you know, belly fat and male breasts and the whole deal. So at 50 years old, for men, they start to have less testosterone, and they become, estrogen becomes more of a player, and their aggressiveness goes down, because testosterone is aggressiveness. It builds muscle. Their lean muscle mass goes down, and then they start to get soft and pudgy and abdominal. And the weight gain in somebody who has low testosterone, who's in that situation, in a man, is going to be his stomach and his chest. They call them moobs, male boobs. So, and this can happen as even in your 40s, but it definitely is very prevalent when you become 65 and 70, because really, you know, those hormones are really, really decreasing and getting much lower. And I can tell you this without any doubt, you know, eating and exercise is a good thing, and it's good for your health, and I always recommend it. But if you're looking to change that fat accumulation and reverse it so you could look more youthful, you're going to need help. You're going to need help from outside the body. It is, you cannot cut it. 1,000 sit-ups and 500 calories a day will not change that hormonal profile. In fact, it makes more stress on your life and makes it even worse. So that's one of the reasons why these processes, like I do, have become so popular. Now, let's go to a female. You're the women. When they're able to have children, they have a normal menstrual cycle, and the balance between progesterone and estrogen and that testosterone is a 50-50. They fight each other. So you take a 28-day cycle, which is 1 month. In the very beginning of the cycle, you have estrogen. It becomes dominant. And then at the 14th day, which is when a woman ovulates, which is when the egg comes out of the ovary, goes down the tube, lodges in the lining. If there's no fertilization, if there's no conception, then what happens is progesterone comes and it, you have a period. It falls out of the body. And this cycle allows you to be very lean and muscular. In other words, it's really easy to maintain muscle mass when you're in this in your 20s, 30s, and 40s because of your menstrual cycle. And that's because you might need to make a nest, find a safe place to have your children. You might have to move rocks, move cars, knock down trees. Who knows? You need your muscles to work because you're preparing to raise a child, and they need to be safe. So once conception occurs and you become pregnant, you stop having your period. That normal menstrual cycle stops. That is the way your ancestors knew that you were pregnant, is they didn't do pregnancy testing. They stopped having their period. And it was like, wow, wait a minute. Hey, I think she's pregnant. And what happens is estrogen dominance becomes the player. You become estrogen dominant because you're not making as much progesterone. And now you start to put belly fat on the outer compartment, preparing for the child. And what I mean by the outer compartment is you become fat on the outside of your body. The subcutaneous is where you will carry 25 to 30 pounds in 9 months while that baby's developing. And any doctor will tell you that that is a healthy amount of fat to have in the subcutaneous. Now, if you have visceral fat, which is in the belly, deep in the gut, that's bad fat for being pregnant because that puts a stress on your heart, all of your organs, and the baby's going to develop in that under the muscle in your belly, in your visceral system there. So it would be very bad for you to put a year's worth of calories in there. But the way your body works is when you have no period and you're estrogen dominant, you're going to start to put fat on the outer part of the body. Now, this is important. When the baby is born 9 months later, a woman will go 2 months to 2 years before she has her menstrual cycle, before the cycle comes back. But there's other things that go on inside a person when they start to have a child. One thing is they feel connected to the child. The baby will start to breastfeed. Hopefully they can do that. And this will start to stimulate other hormones. One is called oxytocin. Oxytocin is the hormone that, and also HCG levels go way up because you're now getting rid of the fat. And over the next year to 2 years, those that outer fat becomes the calorie source for baby and for mommy until the baby is 2 or 3 years old. And there's no more breastfeeding, and that mechanism and the hormone, you know, mom's period comes back. Hopefully she's, you know, able to have a period after that. Now she's back to normal hormonal profile. Estrogen and progesterone are equal in the way they work in the 28-day cycle. And now she can become lean and muscular again. And you know why she needs to be lean and muscular? Because now she's a mommy protecting machine. She's got to protect that child that was just born 3 years before from whatever could befall that kid. And if she was weak and out of shape and estrogen dominant, which means you're pregnant, you don't have the strength. So these hormonal influences and ups and downs, this is a normal process. Now, the other thing that can happen is these hormones can be depressed and shot out due to stress and also due to chemical poisoning. Chemicals create hormonal problems. Now, there's a classification. There's two classifications of, besides, everybody knows that stress and fear and anxiety and living under constant fear creates hormonal changes. And that has to do with adrenaline. Adrenaline is the hormone your body produces when you know that when you're going to fight somebody. And adrenaline is produced by the adrenal glands, which is above your kidneys. And that adrenaline goes into the bloodstream and it creates your heart rate to increase and your muscles to become stronger and you're ready to fight. The problem is if you continue with that adrenaline reaction for days and days and weeks and months over time, let's say you're under constant fear of a fight or stress, your adrenal gland will start to wear out. It's called adrenal fatigue syndrome. Your adrenal gland can't make enough adrenaline, and what happens is your body has to make adrenaline. It's a priority, and it will use other hormones in your body to make adrenaline. In other words, it'll use your happy hormones because everything has to serve survival. So adrenal fatigue syndrome is somebody that's under constant stress for extended periods of time. The adrenal is no longer able to carry the amount it needs to, and the body will start to cleave. It grabs other hormones to support this adrenal gland. And that's a person who is in real trouble with hormones. You know, they're tired, they're lethargic, they're depressed, they have no sex drive, they're right on the edge of you know, their nails get brittle, their hair is thin. And adrenal fatigue syndrome is a real problem, and it's very hard to treat. It takes time to build back those hormones. So there's another reason why we have a drop in hormones, and that is something called endocrine disruptors. There's foods that are processed foods, foods that are highly processed foods that disrupt your endocrine system, and they're endocrine disruptors. And, you know, I don't have a list of all of them. I can tell you dairy products are pretty high on that list. So is soy. Soy is a big endocrine disruptor. But so are chemicals, the preservatives, the food dyes, the food colorings. Sugar is an endocrine disruptor. And if you have foods high in that, then you're going to have hormonal problems and have high estrogen. This estrogen dominant is the problem. The third reason why we have hormonal issues is something called xenoestrogens, X-E-N-O estrogens. And this is a classification of chemicals, mainly petroleum-based, that we're ingesting all the time. And the biggest culprit of xenoestrogens are plastics, plastic cups, saran wrap, plastics in our food. Also, chemicals like exhaust from the cars, the BPAs, DHT, the phenols, all of these different chemicals. It's, you have to be a lab scientist to understand what a xenoestrogen is. But when I saw a picture of a xenoestrogen, it was a sample of like a net, like a fishing net that had picked up all of these plastics in the ocean with, the webbing in it and fishing line and all the plastics. And then you could see, you know, you saw the fuel cans and the spray cans of hairspray, and all of these things are considered xenoestrogens. And these, we're being hit with these all the time. And this can lead you to have really low progesterone and create estrogen problems. And the way that you, besides feeling miserable and tired and lethargic, everything I explained, what you really see on a person is you see weight gain. They gain weight because fat protects you from toxins. Fat protects you from free-flowing toxins. You know, if you were, when someone is really lean and they have very little body fat and they get exposed to a toxin, if they can't get rid of the toxin because it's petroleum-based, it's very hard to get rid of. We can get rid of things that are water-soluble, but we can't get rid of petroleum because it's oil. And if you don't have a lot of body fat, you know, they can get very sick. The person that carries more body fat, 20 or 30%, is able to absorb more poison and not be as devastated by it. You're not healthy, but, you know, at least you're not freaking out, you know, having palpitations during the middle of the day. So it's a proven fact that animals, mammals, fish, everybody, anything that carries more body fat is able to handle more toxin. And that's why salmon and tuna and swordfish can have such high levels of mercury and toxins, because they're very fatty fish. They have a lot of natural fat. And a salmon that carries a lot of fat is also very susceptible to environmental toxins being stored within the fatty tissue of a salmon. And salmon that are, I've read some studies on salmon. It's like people believe it's a super healthy fish because of the fatty acids. At the same time, it's also one of the most toxic fish out there. And we as humans carry a lot of this toxin within our fatty tissue. Now, when you decide, you know, as you're getting exposed to these toxins, it's accumulating in your body, it's stored in the outer fat more than the inner fat. The fat on the outside of your body, the subcutaneous, the stuff that spills over your pants, the stuff that's, you know, falls down in front of your belt line, the stuff you can squeeze, the stuff that's really hard to get rid of, that is really where the fatty acids and the toxins are stored. So my experience, and there's a lot of research on this, I'm not making this stuff up, is that if you don't get rid of toxins along with losing weight, you are doomed to failure, because the toxins will make you feel so bad when they start to kick into the bloodstream that you will find food to make more fat, even though you know it's bad for you. Because, you know, the toxins are now not protected by the fatty layer because you've been successful at losing weight. And now that the toxins are now in your system, you're having sweats, you're having confusion, you're feeling lethargic. That's what toxins do. They really knock you out. And, you know, the one thing you just did was is you've been dieting, so you blame it on the dieting, which is true. And it's like, well, I'm craving carbs. I must be craving carbs. I have to have something sweet. I have to have it. And what happens is sweet makes fat faster than anything else. You can make 1 to 2 pounds of fat after one meal. Trust me. It doesn't take weeks to make fat. You make it after each meal, and you can repopulate that fatty compartment, protect those toxins, and feel better. And that is a feedback loop of pleasure, pain, principle. And you know what a person comes out of that saying? Man, that weight loss, that sucked. I hated that. Oh, my God. I was struggling. I was tired. I didn't feel better. And I feel better when I eat. I feel better after a sugar meal. It's not because it's healthy for you. It's because it's protecting this toxic burden, this layer of toxins which are living within the fatty tissue of our bodies. Hey, listen, this is a research that I did not create this. I have studied it. I've known about it for many years. I never realized how important it is. And somebody said, how is it we're getting that many toxins? Why is this? They don't understand. And it's a really simple understanding to realize where these toxins come from. And they really come from petroleum-based products. So 165 years ago, that's all, we discovered petroleum. 200 years ago, there was no petroleum being used on the earth like today. There was no planes dropping it. There was no plastics. There was no rayon. There was no flame retardant. You know, there was only oil came out of the ground 164 years ago, and the guy that discovered it in Pennsylvania looked at it and went, oh, I'm going to make gazillions of dollars with this stuff. In fact, I'm going to use this oil to pave all the roads from New York, from Pennsylvania to California, because right now they're dirt roads and gravel, and every time I take my Model T, they bounce, so I can make this stuff into asphalt and pave the road from here to America, you know, all the whole of America. I can use this stuff to put out fires. I can make fuel out of it to get rid of these steam locomotives which come through and blow all this steam everywhere, and you got to throw coal into it, shoveling coal in. I'm going to make this into a fuel which will produce exhaust. And not only that, I'm going to stop with the cotton. You know, cotton used to be where we got our clothes from 200 years ago. It doesn't come from that anymore. It's made by petroleum. It's called nylon and polyester and spandex. Food which loses its natural coloring because it's been stored, we're going to put dye on it, which is made, a lot of it comes from petroleum based. It's plastics. It's the couch you're sitting on. It's the rug under your feet. It's the linoleum in your floor. It's the, you know, it's so ubiquitous, you cannot get away from it. And here's a little tip if you're wondering how it gets into your body. If you smell it, it's in your body. In other words, the way your olfactory, the way your nose works is when you smell something, it has to be broken down into water droplets, and then it goes into your body, your bloodstream. That's why you get high when you smoke something that has chemicals in it. It's in your bloodstream. So you're being, every time a truck goes by, one of those diesel trucks at the traffic light, bah, hits that gas and that black smoke goes in your car, you've been poisoned. Every time you get on the street and they put that black paint down, they're restriping, and you get in that and you feel that it burns your eyes, you've been poisoned. I mean that. I remember up north in New York as a chiropractor, people would come in from the city and they would lay down on my face paper, face down. When they come up, their whole imprint of their face would be on that white paper. It was soot. It was soot from the planes and from the smog in New York. They were poisoned. And it collects in your fatty tissue. All right. I think I made that very clear. So what can you do for detoxification? That's going to take a whole 2 hours to tell you that one. But I can tell you this. Drink lots of fresh water. Exercise every day. And have a plant-based diet. That would be a start. Certain foods, plant-based foods, water, things that have a lot of water in it, are detoxifiers. They help to get rid of some of those toxins. You can also see a doctor. There's chelation. There's supplements that you can take. There's herbs that work to get rid of petroleum-based toxins. But they're better if you do it with exercise. At my Slim Body Laser Spa, we do detoxification. That's part of the process. Without it, weight loss is futile. But if you can help somebody with a gentle detoxification program along with the laser, along with weight loss, the results are even better. All right, so I hope you learned something today. I'm a chiropractor. My name is Dr. Tred Rissacker, and I want to let you know that I have consultations available. I can be reached at my private office in Stuart for private consultation, Dr. Tred Slim Body Laser Spa. I'm located at 2311 Southeast Ocean Boulevard. My phone number is 772-223-5885. I have a website, drtredslimbodylaserspa.com. I have an email, slimbodylaserspa@gmail.com. I am located next to the Fresh Market, across from the Fresh Market, next to Carmela's Restaurant, right on the way out to the beaches. I know that there's a lot of people driving by the office right now with the closure of the Roosevelt Bridge, so you're more than welcome to come on in and give us some information and we can sit down and talk about it. Hey, I appreciate you so much, and we'll see you next week. Thank you. God bless.